Il 27 settembre a Perugia, la notte europea dei ricercatori è Sharper.
Sharing researchers' passions for evidences and resilience.
La creatività di ricercatori, artisti e comunicatori apre i luoghi storici, i musei, le piazze e le strade di Perugia alla curiosità di ognuno e alla passione per la scoperta.
This is the European Researchers Night directly from Perugia. I am Rossella Biagi. You are listening to Radiofonica.com, that is the college radio of Umbria. So today we are discovering Sharper project, and within this project we have a European corner in which we want to meet European researchers. Today we have at our mics Khaled and Hamed. Welcome.
Thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you. Our pleasure to be here.
Can you please introduce us your project? What are you working on? What is your Marie Curie project? Who's answering?
First, I will start. I will start with mine. We are working in the European project. Basically, the name of the project is NDT on EA. The basic idea of the NDT on EA project is to make the aircraft structures more safe, because we know that the structure of aircrafts, when they are manufactured, there are some investigations to make them more and more safe. And they may not cause any problem when they are during the service for the flights. So my project is basically related to ultrasonics. Ultrasonics is very common phenomena. I think everyone knows it from the perspective of medical ultrasonics, because medical ultrasonics, many of us has done ultrasonics, maybe in many diagnostics. So it's the same, but it is in the application is in the aircraft structure. The same kind of ultrasonic inspection is done in aircrafts to make the aircraft body more and more safe when it is flying.
So definitely something that is very, very useful as we want to reach very far away places from here, from Perugia. And it's nice to know that we will be safe on a plane when we drive directly there. So I'm asking you, Hamed, which is your Marie Curie project? What is about?
Yeah, my topic is also around NDT. And as Khaled said, non-destructive testing, which is basically... is coming, as he said, from the medical applications to industrial applications, and it's usually applied for finding the defects or problems in the material, if it's a raw material, or during the manufacturing, or even during the operation. So also during the operation, the aircraft should be tested if there is a crack and if it's still safe. So basically, there are a lot of NDT methods. Ultrasound is one of them, as Khaled said. And again, to find, example in medical, I can say MRI, for example, that is using magnetic methods. Mm-hmm. My project is related to magnetic methods, or more specific, eddy current, which is, I don't want to go to details, of course, but... the main goal is to inspect the structures like aluminium, if there is, for example, landing gear or the fuselage of the aircraft. They can be made from aluminium, so it can be used for that kind of material. And also, I work in parallel on another technique, which is called thermography, or it's also known maybe in. Night vision techniques that you can see in dark places.
That's very useful. If we want to fly by night, this could help the pilots, I think.
Yeah, but this is only applied for diagnostic of the health states of the structure. So okay. I'm working on these two topics.
Okay, so if the light goes off within an operation, a surgery operation, this could help.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have discovered two different kind of researches that have very, very concrete applications to common life, we can say. Do you think that events like these, the European Researchers Night, have are useful to communicate to a wider audience?
Yeah, I think it's good for us, the researchers, and for other people to know, like, what we also want to, yeah, to tell people what we are doing exactly. Yeah, because it is interesting and we are enjoying, because this European projects are interesting because after every third or four month we have a training and it is placed in a different country, so you visit different countries and you meet different researchers from different countries and you like share your experience and you share your problems. Because yes, of course, when you want to do something, some kind of research, you face many problems and you see many new things which you cannot, you know, thought about it before. So especially the European projects are very interesting. You go through different cultures, you meet different people from different cultures, you work together with different people, you also work in different environments like me and Hamid. Sometimes we are in the university and sometimes, like, for some months we are in the industry as well. We work in the industry for some months as well. So yeah, so the idea is to combine both the stuff,
the academic and
the industry,
to
achieve something good which is applicable in normal life. I will add to that about in this European project in which me and Hamid are working, there are 15 PhD students. We two are in the University of Perugia. There are two in Germany, three in Belgium, two students in UK, and one in Austria, and two students in Lithuania. There was someone
two
in France. Yes, exactly. But we exchange, like, for some months the student in France may come to here to Perugia or in Italy, and me, like, I visited for 5 months. I was in UK. I just returned, like, for two weeks before. I was for 5 months in UK. So it's very good and it's very interesting, and we found that group very, like, collaborative. We help with each other if we see that there are some problems, if we don't know that how to solve that. So there are 15 PhD students and there are many, like, more than 15 researchers, professors involved in this project, and people from industry involved in that project. So they also explain their problems with us, and we try to solve that problems. The people in industry, they try to, what are the problems that they are facing, and now we in the university, we try to together with them solve the problems which they are facing.
Definitely brilliant. And would you like to add something?
I just can say, yeah, just again, let's say, stress on what Khaled said, that this European project is a very good, let's say, opportunity to exchange not only culturally but also in the scientific sense. And also these events like this, we also last year we participated the same events in UK, and the same group, but at that time, since many people were there, so we had more activities and let's say more contribution to the event, but still I think it's good in the sense that it can convey the research in a simple way, in a simpler words, to the general audience, and this is, I think, the good point about this ERN.
Definitely, I do agree. So if you want to know something more about the research of Khaled and Ahmed, please feel free to come and visit them at the European Corner, that is directly in front of the Aula Magna of the University of Perugia. Thank you again for staying with us and hope to see you soon.
Il 27 settembre a Perugia la notte europea dei ricercatori è Sharper.
Sharing researchers' passions for evidences and resilience.
La creatività di ricercatori, artisti e comunicatori apre i luoghi storici, i musei, le piazze e le strade di Perugia alla curiosità di ognuno e alla passione per la scoperta.